Have you ever applied a skincare product to your body and wondered what kind of crazy chemicals are in it, and then read the ingredient list and realized you can't even pronounce half the ingredients? Your skin is the largest organ of your body, and what you put on it becomes part of you. In fact, if your skincare has chemicals you wouldn't eat, you probably ought not rub it all over your body. This is why in our house we use Tallow Skin Solutions Body Butter. It is made with all natural ingredients that are safe enough to eat and offer your skin the nutrients it can thrive on. The tallow is sourced from a family farm in Georgia, which practices sustainable regenerative agriculture. The body butter also has organic coconut oil, organic cocoa butter, and organic essential oils. The texture is silky and luxurious as it is whipped to the perfect consistency. Enjoy one of the five different scents. My personal favorite is creamsicle, which blends vanilla and orange and smells delicious. If you've never used a natural product like this, you are in for a treat. Go to tallowskinsolutions.com and enter code MINDFUL for 20% off. That's tallowskinsolutions.com and use code MINDFUL for 20% off your next order.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Perhaps it is time to make space for something new, a new way of seeing things. As we dance the journey that is our life, we pick things up that may be holding us back from growing or from experiencing true happiness. These things we have picked up might be resentment, anger, or negative emotions, and they can be stored in the body and held onto tightly. Today, we practice letting go. As letting go is just that, a practice. And it can facilitate profound healing. And I am honored to be your guide for this practice. Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah Raymond from the Mindful Movement. Here we are an oasis where you can come to tap into your inner peace, positive mindset, and heal from the stress that's blocking your fulfillment. Now to begin, I invite you to make yourself comfortable, either seated in a chair or lying down, whatever serves you well today. Take a moment to get situated with your spine straight and your arms and legs uncrossed. Let your awareness slowly move towards your breath. Notice the in-breath and how that feels. You are filling this moment with life. Notice the out-breath. You are letting go of this moment and moving on to the next. Allow your focus to rest on the out-breath for the next few cycles. Each exhale, letting go of tension in your body. Scan for any areas that are holding on to something, and give yourself permission to let go of that tension with each exhale. Surrender to gravity Let go of the resistance. As you exhale, let go and soften deeper and deeper into the surface below you. Allow your body to soften a little deeper still. Allow each out-breath to exhale tension from your body. Let go of anything you might be holding on to from yesterday or earlier today. Let go of any to-do list that may be taking up space in your mind. Give yourself permission to be here right now, doing just this. Sometimes we need to invite the idea of offering ourselves permission to let go of the past. Give yourself some space. Space for something new. Space to grow into. Things we may pick up and hold on to are usually thoughts or ideas we have created. Thoughts we add to our lives that interfere with us moving towards a higher frequency of living. Perhaps it is resentment towards someone or anger regarding an event or past experience. Oftentimes, these negative thoughts and emotions are stored in the body, and we find ways to hold on to them tightly. There may even be hidden fears we have about the idea of letting them go, as if it would be a failure on some level. We may choose to identify with these thoughts and emotions, and therefore letting them go may feel like a loss of our own identity. Consider, perhaps, the thing we need to let go only exists because we had an expectation that wasn't met. An expectation of someone else's behavior or of how some event was supposed to go in our mind. Today, you can release the hold of the past. Remaining in your relaxed state, begin to draw to mind an experience from your past. This may stir up some emotions, and I want you to know that's okay. You are okay where you are right now. You are safe, and you have made space for this process. You can relax and give yourself permission to let go. Allow this event or experience to enter your field of awareness. Perhaps one that you may carry shame or guilt about. Maybe something you have felt regret for over time. Something that has stirred in your mind and led to negative thoughts or self-talk. This might be from an event in your life, or maybe surrounding a relationship. Continue to breathe fully, focusing on your exhale, and welcome this experience with acceptance. Acceptance for whatever is coming up. Acknowledge today that holding on to this shame or guilt no longer serves you. Know that in some way this experience has been your teacher. Today, you can thank this experience for the gift it has brought you, the lesson it has provided. Though the shame and guilt that the experience has carried with it isn't necessary anymore. Using the next several exhales, give yourself permission to let go of the shame. Use your exhale to relax and let the shame release from your body. Allow your body to be heavy and filled with ease. Let a feeling of self-love and ease move into the space you have created with all that you have let go. Notice the felt sensations in your body from letting go. Take a moment to enjoy these sensations. And now allow yourself to go just a little deeper still. give permission to explore further into your body, further into this practice of letting go. And now I invite you to bring into your awareness a person in your life. This could be a loved one you may have fought with, or maybe a coworker you have a negative history with. Scan your mind and body for any feelings of resentment towards this person that you may have created and perhaps have built up over the years. Notice I said the words "you have created." This is very important. Understanding that you add these negative thoughts and emotions to your life is exactly what gives you the power to let them go. You have the key to letting go. All you have to do is give yourself permission. The answers are never outside of ourselves. And as we practice, we can improve this skill of letting go. We can do this for ourselves. By letting go of this resentment, you can free yourself from the negative thoughts you may have been holding on to. Can you see the same love and light that you carry within you is in this other person? Can you see yourself as them and them as you? Now, allow yourself permission to let go. With your next exhale, let go of the resentment. Let go and bask in the light and love you have created. Enjoy this new bright space. Drifting deeper into relaxation now, as your mind and body have opened up to new ideas. You have cleared some obstacles and made room for your own ability of self-healing to happen. You can now look inward to your body and support yourself with love. Now, draw to mind something in your body that needs support. Maybe it's something you have been trying to heal from. This might be physical or emotional. And it is something that you have identified as a problem. After letting go today, perhaps you might see this physical or emotional aspect of you as a wake-up rather than a problem. It is part of the dance with life. Now you can dance more freely with it as you've deepened your practice of letting go. Give yourself permission to see this problem in a different way. Give yourself permission to see the gift inside. Give yourself permission to let go. Give yourself permission to heal. Permission to heal and move forward. Take some time now to rest in this newfound awareness. Let a sense of lightness wash over your body, as if a weight has been lifted. Notice the subtle changes throughout your body. Perhaps you sense that every cell in your body has loosened its grip. Maybe you notice the spaciousness in your mind. Whatever you are feeling is okay. Be with this sensation. When you are ready, slowly begin to deepen your breath. Bring your awareness back to the room you are in and the space around you. Take the next few breaths to acknowledge the practice of letting go you have created today. With this, you have honored yourself well. On your next inhale, open your eyes. I invite you to continue giving yourself permission to let go as you move through your day, and come back to this meditation as often as you need. Remember, this is a practice. Thank you so much for allowing my guidance and practicing with me today. I hope you experience light and love today and every day. And I hope you have a wonderful day.